90.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt's here. She's got a look at news.
Well, your Thanksgiving Eve trip to see your family could be a nightmare for DC drivers. Both rain and snow are in the forecast for today, with more rain in the east and more snow to the west. And for the second night in a row, hundreds gathered in the streets of DC to protest the grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri, to not indict the officer responsible for the death of unarmed teen Michael Brown. Local protests, as most protests around the country, have remained peaceful. In other news, police say a juvenile was shot in southeast DC yesterday evening after 6 p.m. in the 5,000 block of Call Place. The victim's age is unknown, and no suspect or motive has been released at this time. A 20-year-old Maryland resident was arrested in Arlington's Buckingham neighborhood over the weekend after he attempted to rape a 16-year-old girl. Around 11 p.m. Saturday night, Daniel Cabrera of Hyattsville tried to rape a teen on the 4200 block of 2nd Road North. The victim did escape and was overheard by neighbors and a police officer. The banning of handguns in polling places and houses of worship has the approval of the D.C. Council Committee. The full council is set to take its first vote on the bill December 2nd. And this Thanksgiving weekend, Metro says it will take a break from its rebuilding project. No track work is scheduled through Sunday, but tomorrow on Thanksgiving, rail and bus service will operate on a holiday schedule. I'm Brittany at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.